Madam President, pursuant to Joint Rule 3.02A, the Conference Committee on House File Number 92 was discharged after adjournment on May 20th, 2013, and the bill was laid on the table. House File Number 92, a bill for an act relating to employment, regulating the minimum wage, modifying overtime and parental leave provisions. House File Number 92 has been taken from the table, and Winkler, Metza, and Poppy have been reappointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File Number 92 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Eaton.
I would like to move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 92, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Secretary Zoff will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file, herewith transmitted. House File Number 2374, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. House File 2374 is given its first reading and referred to the Committee on Finance. Senator Secretary Zoff will read the title.
House File Number 2374, a bill for an act relating to energy, appropriating money for low-income home energy heating assistance.
As I said, that's given its first reading, and it'll be referred to the Committee on Finance. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move a brief recess for the purpose of appointing a conference committee.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate is in recess. Senator Bach. The Senate will come to order. Senator Bach.
Madam President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
Yes. The Secretary will report the report.
Senator Bach from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on House File Number 92. Senators Eaton, Hayden, and Tomasoni. Senator Bach moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, being no further business in front of the Senate, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, February 27, 11 a.m.
Before we take that motion, I'm going to call on Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I had a comment earlier, and I know you weren't able to see clear over to this part of the chamber, but I just want to bring to the attention of the body, and I have a question particularly about, yes, we're going to have hearings on the heating assistance, which I understand is important, but I am concerned that with the recent information regarding the minimum wage, specifically looking at the CBO report, report about how the proposed minimum wage is going to have this dual effect of job loss on the one hand, I think 500,000 to 1 million jobs lost in the U.S., and also increasing pulling some people out of poverty. And it seems to me that as legislators, we should have hearings so that we can see how that new information translates into Minnesota. And so I'm uncomfortable having minimum wage that was discussed last year and is in a conference committee just being shoved back into the conference committee. Oftentimes with legislation, at the end of a session, at the end of the year, it goes back to the committee of origin, just for this very reason, so that we can discuss the things that may have changed since the legislature last looked at this issue. And certainly there has been a lot said, written, studied about minimum wage. And it seems like it would be our due diligence as Minnesota legislators to look at minimum wage in its committees, not just put it off into the conference committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Nelson, I know it's often common that conference committees do have hearings, open hearings, and allow the public to testify. Senator Eaton, perhaps you might want to respond to Senator Nelson about the intention of the conference committee, whether you're going to have hearings and allow people to speak.
Thank you. Yes, we plan on having extensive hearings. Anybody who has issues that they want to address, as Senator Baca said, we don't want any unintended consequences. And the data that Senator Nelson spoke of was on the federal minimum wage at $10 an hour.
Is there any more discussion, any more announcements of Senate
Madam
interest?
Chair,
Senator Nelson.
I don't want to belabor this, but I do, to Senator Eaton's point, I do want to know, does that conference committee have bipartisan support? I mean, is it a bipartisan representation in that conference committee?
Is there any more discussion? Any more announcements?
Well, was there an answer?
Senator Eaton, did you want to answer the question? We're really under announcements of Senate interests, Senator Nelson, so I think you did make your point known through an announcement. We're not really in a debate part of the agenda. That would come later.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At some point, I will get an answer to that question.
Yes. Thank you. Any more announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I renew my motion that the Senate do not adjourn until Thursday, February 27, 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.